Test 77, Section 2, Question 23. So here we're looking for what's 100% proven or what follows logically from the statements above. And what we get as far as our passage goes, it says most of the mines that this company operates in V have never violated environmental regulations. So most of their mines in this one place never violated environmental regulations. Every one of the gold mines that M operates throughout the world has at some time or another violated environmental regulations. And so we know that all of their gold mines have. Now, when we put those two things together, it means that most of the mines that they have in V are definitely not gold mines, because if they were gold mines, they would have violated some of the regulations. And we know that most of the mines have never done that. So now I'm going to look for that in the answers, because there's really only that one thing that we know for sure. So now let's look at our answers. M operates more mines in V than any other company operates there. The problem is we don't know anything about any other company. That's not relevant to what we're dealing with here. B, total number of gold mines that they operate in is larger than the total number of mines that it operates in V. And this one, when I read it, I was just a little confused. I thought, I'm not sure I really know that much about those two things. So I said, I don't know. Let's move on. Most of the gold mines that it operates are not in V. Well, we don't necessarily know where the majority of their gold mines are. It might be that they only have a total of maybe 5 gold mines, and you have 4 of them in V, 1 somewhere else, but they have a lot of other mines in V that are not gold mines. And then D, most of the mines that M operates are not in V are not gold mines. It's 100% perfect. We know that for sure, because we know that if they did operate, if most of the mines that were there were gold mines, they would have violated regulations at some point, and that goes directly against our passage. So then E, most of the mines that M operates throughout the world are not gold mines. We really don't know about their world holdings in terms of number of gold mines. Could be they've got a lot of gold mines throughout the world. We just know that most of their mines in V are not gold mines, and so throughout the world, they're open. And therefore, D is definitely our best answer.